Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Trials of Harry S. Truman, The Extraordinary Presidency of an Ordinary Man, 1945-1953, by Jeffrey Frank, read by Fred Sanders. Prologue. The Missourian. The first time you were in Washington, I wish you would come in and see me. There are several things I want to talk to you about. Harry Truman to Harry L. Hopkins, August 18, 1945. 1. When Harry S. Truman became President of the United States, after the death of Franklin D. Roosevelt, he was 60 years old and outwardly the portrait of a Midwestern striver, a bit too well-dressed, in natty suits, fedoras or Stetsons, and two-tone shoes. His thick glasses at certain angles could give his eyes a sudden, unsettling enlargement. His face, the face of a sympathetic small-town banker, appeared gray in newsreels, but was actually a weather-beaten red, the complexion of a retired farmer. That was not surprising, because he was someone who for a decade had plowed the fields and raised livestock on his family's farm. Roy Roberts, the Kansas City Star's managing editor and not a Truman admirer, was struck by the idea that someone who not so long before was still looking at the rear end of a horse should find himself leading the world's most powerful nation. "What a story in democracy," he wrote, and added, "What a test of democracy, if it works. What a test indeed." Truman's nearly 8 years as president, a time of exalted national goals, virulent anti-communism, and accelerated social change, would encompass a lot. The end of wars in Europe and the Pacific, the emergence of the United States, ready or not, as the world's preeminent military and economic power, the first use of an atomic bomb, and the development of far more destructive weapons. The beginning of a long, cold war with the Soviet Union, and an unwinnable hot war in the Far East. He was prepared for none of this, although, having been a United States senator for 10 years and a vice president for about 3 months, he had some idea how an operation like the executive branch functioned. But this was a bigger job than any he'd ever held, immeasurably so, and he wondered if he was up to it. Having suddenly been handed the role of world leader, he knew that he had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?